This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Area farmers heard updates on crop insurance and commodity markets last week thanks to a meeting hosted by the First National Bank of Litchfield. Replant options were an important topic of the day as crop insurance agent Eric Hine said a majority of farmers had to replant acres in the spring of 2017.
Last year, with all the rain we had in the spring, there was quite a bit of replant in the area, and a lot of that replant actually ended up turning out pretty good for a lot of the farmers in the area. So this year, there's a lot of agencies out there kind of pushing the replant option again, and so we got a couple different variations of bundles. We call them hail bundles that are offering some pretty good rates, and you can actually get a bigger bang for your buck than you could last year.
And I think these rates, they're pretty reasonable. I don't know if we can talk any numbers right now, but if you would have to replant or if you would unfortunately have a claim on something like this, it's worth your money, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, honestly, the rates haven't gone up that much from prior years. A few of them have actually gone down a little bit. And there's a few companies that are actually offering like $75 replant, which over some other companies that are only offering like 40 or 50. So that replant option makes a big difference if they want that extra coverage.
Does the farmer get to decide what acres they want that coverage on? Do they have to enroll all of their acres? Or talk to us about how they decide or what the coverage includes.
So they actually would want to enroll all of their acres that they want to insure. That's the best way to go about it, so everything will be covered. So if there's rainfall, it goes by the acre. It doesn't go by the farm. So if there's only a certain amount of acres in a field that get hit with hail or wind, those acres are insured for that crop hail policy. So that's a big benefit. It doesn't go by the field. It doesn't have to be an entire field that gets hit, just a portion of it.
In 2017, we said there was a lot of replants, and I know the insurance that you sell, more farmers than just those in Illinois in this area buy it. That was a pretty big percentage who had claims.
Yeah, 80 to 85% of the people that Strategic Farm Marketing deals with, which that's over 10 states, had a claim on the replant. So, yeah, it was definitely a big deal.
Other than the replant coverage options, there's bundle policies. You talked a little bit about those this morning. That's something that has a lot of different coverages all in one, and also a great benefit for farmers.
Yeah, the bundle policy kind of adds your green snap, extra harvest expense, the replant option. There's a 5% to 10% deductible on wind. And also the hail. Yeah, it's a very nice little package to kind of give you a good discount on all that coverage.
Obviously, Eric, you can have these conversations one-on-one. That's probably the best way to decide what would work best for somebody on their own farm.
Yeah. If someone would come in and bring in, you know, their crop history, their production history over the last few years, we can input that into a program that we have, and it kind of outlays a whole grid and shows you where if your bushels were 130 bushels per acre and the price goes up to $7, we can figure out where you're going to be profitable with insurance and where you can lose money. And so it's kind of nice if you bring in those APHs, we can kind of sort out what will benefit the farm the best.
I guess now would be the time to be having those conversations. There are a couple of deadlines approaching.
Yes, actually production for people that have ARP, that actually comes up February 15th, so a couple weeks away. And then for sales closing, that's actually March 15th. So if someone already has insurance but they want to make some adjustments and changes, they have till March 15th to make those adjustments.
Eric, if farmers would like to talk to you, if they don't stop by, maybe some other contact info for you at the bank?
Yeah, they can reach me at the bank, 324-2105. Just ask for me. Usually I pick up or one of the ladies in front pick up. So if they want to have a conversation, they can get a hold of me or they can call the home office, Strategic Farm Marketing, up in Champaign. And that number is 356-0046.
Eric Hine with the First National Bank of Litchfield. Well, farm lending at commercial banks increased during the fourth quarter of last year. Demand for all types of loans except for farm machinery and livestock increased significantly over 2016. Operating expenses continue to make up the majority of loan originations. Loans for livestock made up over a quarter of all new non-real estate loans. The total value of operating and livestock loans increased almost 50% over the previous year, but they're still below 2014 and 2015 levels. Large loans continue to make up the majority of farm loan volumes at commercial banks. Because of high production costs, loans of $100,000 or more continue to make up more than 70% of loan volume. After declining through 2016, the average size of farm loans grew in every quarter of 2017. Interest rates on all types of farm loans increased in the fourth quarter of last year. Total farm debt increased in the third quarter of 2017 from the previous year. The slight jump is due to both real estate and non-real estate debt. Delinquency rates are still low for both real estate and non-real estate loans, staying near 2% in the third quarter of 2017. In other news, the Illinois Department of Agriculture has increased the number of certified livestock manager training workshops planned for this year. There will be a total of 12 workshops held throughout the state. They provide Illinois livestock producers the manure management training they need to meet the requirements of the state's Livestock Management Facilities Act. The workshops will be held February 7th through March 14th. Workshops are scheduled for Nashville, Sycamore, Freeport, Morrison, Bloomington, Galesburg, Pittsfield, Effingham, Breeze, Benton, and two are scheduled for Springfield. The Livestock Management Facilities Act of 1997 requires facilities with 300 or more animal units to have at least one employee certified in proper manure handling procedures. In facilities with 300 to 999 animal units, the employee must attend a workshop or pass the Illinois Department of Ag's Certified Livestock Manager exam. Employees of facilities with 1,000 or more units must do both to achieve certification. To register for a workshop, you can call 217-244-9687 or register online at regonline.com/CLMT2018. Cost to register is $35. If more than one employee from the same farm signs up, each additional registration is just $25. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.